Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Chris Daniels.
Oh, awesome morning so far.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Oh, dear. Just missed the ice bucket challenge down the front here. I'm going to go in the Bible somewhere. Romans is a good place to go, isn't it? Makes a change. I don't know why I put these red things in. I still can't find the page. Romans 3. Yeah. I have to say, I'll do some of my own notices. Most Thursday afternoons, although not this Thursday, strangely, but most Thursday afternoons, we do a bit of a Bible study in the coffee shop here. It's a ridiculous time to me, but it's the only regular time I actually have free that I can commit to. But we have a really awesome time. And actually, what I'm going to share today actually has come out of our study together. It's actually the load of us just mashing this stuff together and chewing it together. It's come out with some good stuff. And this is from months ago, but I'll just be wanting to share it because it's actually a bit challenging, but don't worry. I'll be gentle. But yeah. I do run the prayer text line, and probably over the last few months, there's a few people been coming a part of the fellowship. And if you want to be a part of praying for different stuff that goes on within the church, well, different, like people have issues or someone needs healing in one of our families or all sorts of things we pray for during the week, some more random than others, but yeah, we do have some great ones come through, and we really see some great answers to prayer through it as well. So actually somewhere my number is in, is it on a little card or something, or it might be up there sometimes on the screen for the prayer text line. Just text me a text just to say, I want to be part of this. Yeah, that would be really good. And also, I'm Pastor Chris, and I spend time having coffee and sometimes the odd pint with people. We pray together and just chat about stuff. So if you need someone to chat to sometime, or just want to pray with somebody, or and become completely confused even further, then, you know, give us a bell. There is a rumour going around that I'm really, really busy. And it is true, I do work really funny, weird hours. But actually, usually when people contact me, I can see them within a day or two. Usually. Not always, but usually. Sometimes you ring me just as a run of shifts is coming in and I can't. But I do work some weird hours, which means I'm free at some quite odd times. We have sat with people after midnight. Sometimes, or in the morning, you know, it's just a bit random. But there you go, that's my life, isn't it? It's random. But it's good, it's just you're never the same any day. Anyway, we're going to just look at one scripture, but in true style, I've got to do a little bit before we get to that scripture. So we're looking at Romans 3:23, which starts with a really cheerful thing. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Lots of amens there. That's good, yeah. Being justified freely by his grace. I didn't write it. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There's some big long words there, and obviously some of us are really bright and some of us are less so, but we'll get there. Don't panic, okay? If I understand it, you'll be fine. Okay, it's all good. And that first bit about all having sinned is actually really good news. Because it means that there is no super saint, kind of perfect Peter type chap, girl, that can actually make it by their own effort into heaven, into a relationship with God. You can be the best, most holy, bishop type guy in a purple dress and funny pointy hat and never touch coffee, never mind drink or green or whatever. But I tell you, you can actually be like that and still fall short of the glory of God. Still, sinning, the word for sinning is actually missing the mark. It actually comes from an archery thing. If you imagine doing a bit of archery, and some of you have been to my house for barbecue and done a bit of archery, haven't we, Ron? Never allow Ron to let you put an apple on your head while he shoots, because you will die. If it gets anywhere near you, actually, it might be safe. but actually, you know, you've got the gold thing in the middle. The middle one is gold. And if you're going for gold and you hit that, but actually, what just the word sin just means missing the mark, means you're missing gold. You're missing God's best. You're missing God's glory. And that means we do sin because we do miss his best for us all the time. He has got an incredible plan for everyone here. No one is excluded. Everybody is included because his plan for you is amazing and his love for you is even more amazing. But we miss the mark, every one of us, even the most holy looking. Jesus exposed those sorts of people. He said, actually, you're like a bunch of dead man's bones inside. You know, you're dead. You do all that, but you're dead. What you need is a bit of life, you know. So he said, yeah, okay, we've all done it. That means that it's a level playing field. You might be the most dirty, awful, evil sinner, but you have stand just as much chance of having a relationship with Jesus as that perfect Peter. So you could be incredibly horrid Henry, or you could be incredibly perfect Peter, but all, for those that know those books, and if you're a parent, you do. But yes, doesn't matter which way you go, actually it's a level playing field for all of us when it comes to entering into the relationship that God has got for us. And isn't that just amazing? That means nobody here can be counted out, because no one here is the most perfect acting holy person, and no one here is the most horrid Henry either. So we stick in the middle somewhere. And that's just great news, and I love it. And then it says next, and this is the bit we're going to really focus on, and it's a big word, but hey, it's being justified freely. He has got a free gift. Most of us in this room have received that free gift of life, of being justified. It's like you go before a judge, and the judge says, yes, you are guilty, but Jesus has paid the price for you already, so you get to go free. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, surely I need to pay something. Surely I need to do a little bit of time. No. The time has been paid. You now can walk free into a relationship with an incredible love. It says God is love. So you have a relationship with love, but the purest type of love. Absolutely wonderful. It's no wonder, for those of you that maybe are visitors today, you're not used to a bit of clapping and a bit of upbeat and people smiling in church, but actually, it's good news. Really, really good news. And we can live in that good news from now and forever. So that's just amazing. And that's kind of where we're at. We've been before the judge. And he said, yes, you're guilty. And we come to him and say, look, I'm really guilty because I've not followed your ways, I've followed my own ways. And he says, yes, I know, but I'm going to pronounce you not guilty because Jesus has already paid the price for you. Oh, that's good. It's good. It makes you almost smile. God, it's wonderful. It's great. And that word justified, it means just that. It's about justice. Heaven's justice has been spoken over your life. And you can enter into that today if you haven't already. But for most of us here, we have entered into that justice. And one of the things you use to describe or explain the word justified is a very simple thing. It's just if I'd never sinned. So when God looks at you, let's think about this a little bit. When God, the Father, he looks at you, he doesn't see the failing Christian. He doesn't even see the compromising Christian. He doesn't see the rubbish, lousy, I keep forgetting to pray, and I say naughty words sometimes, Christian. He sees you as if you've never sinned. So when you come to him, you can come in all sorts of ways. And actually, if you have done those things, then yes, of course, you need to, look, I need to stop it. I need to give this over to you, Lord. I need help in this area. But he sees you as someone who has never sinned. And that's amazing. I can't get my head around that sometimes because I blow it quite a lot. You know I look really cool and everything. But actually, sorry? Yeah. But inputting something wise there, Ron, but... But no, it's amazing that actually when Father looks at you, he sees someone as if, he knows you have and he knows you do. But when he welcomes you in, he's welcoming somebody as if they've never sinned. And you can never not come to the Father. Even if you've totally and utterly blown it, and you continually, you can come to Him, and He will work with you on those things. But actually, there's no working from your point of view, if you like. You don't have to work it up to try and become good enough and just enough for God. He'll do that because of what Jesus has done, and you have believed and accepted Jesus. It's wonderful, isn't it? So from last week, we were asked, I want to make this a little more personal, and actually just from that thing there, what do you see? Do you see yourself as a sinner saved by grace? Do you see yourself as a rubbish Christian? And you might be right to, in a way, but actually, do you see yourself as God sees you? Because I tell you what, if you wake up in the morning, and maybe not the best time to take a look at yourself, so have a mug of coffee first, but if you look in the morning and see yourself as the way God sees you. God sees me as if I've never sinned. See, we are terrible at hanging on to what we've done wrong. We are actually quite bad at holding on. We're not so good at forgiving other people sometimes, but we can often forgive other people quicker than we can forgive ourselves. But actually, you need to start to see yourself as someone as if they've never sinned. Yes, you're kind of aware you have, but you need to see yourself like Jesus, like God sees you, as if I've never sinned. And I tell you something, you start to see yourself in that way, as God sees you, you're going to start acting in that way too. You know, you're going to start to live what you see. And there's a lot of compromise in the church these days. Has anyone here heard of Steve Camp? Really? One of you? Two of you? Wow. He was a singer in the late 80s, early 90s. See, I know I look about 25, but actually I've been around a while. And this is how I see myself, deluded, I know. No. I can't be fooled by the little grey here, can I? He used to write songs like Light Your Candle on the Front Porch of Hell and Fire and Ice, Darkness and Light Will Never Stay Together. I mean, I was brought up on this music, and then I learnt a bit about grace, and I've been listening to some of his stuff recently, going back. Yeah, I thought, I really fancy listening to a bit of him, so I'm listening to him again. It's like, it's not changed. Actually, the church he was speaking into then is like it is now in some ways. That people are still putting themselves forward first. They're still not really believing what God has truly done for them and then living in that. The Justice album is probably one of his best, just if you are looking it up.
No, it's just the same hairstyle.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Steve, my hero.
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Old. 81. He goes about that far. Wow. But yeah, you know, it's great, but we need to be living who we are and not living below who we are. And we can, you know, people take the sort of thing I teach sometimes and use it to justify themselves in what they get away with, if you like, and how they live like the rest of the world lives. But actually, we're called to a higher calling. We're called not to keep on missing the mark. We're called to live in the fullness of what He has made us do, be. And it's like we've never sinned. So not that we're ever not going to sin again. We're never going to miss the mark again. But to turn that into a lifestyle because actually Jesus loves me is a little bit like walking up and chucking water in His face while He's on the cross, actually. So we need to be standing up to be who we see we are. And every single one of you that has accepted Christ in this room today, God sees you as if you have never sinned. So you need to see yourself as if you've never sinned. And I guarantee if you, because then you go back 2 weeks, as I do listen to Paul's preaching, you go back 2 weeks, it's about believe. Just believe. Jesus said, your work is to believe me. You know, believe Jesus, not me, but you. Yeah. But my job is to believe. He's the word of God.
Yes.
Believe the word, that is your job. And actually, because we're so conscious of things like how we miss the mark and how we sin, actually, that's where we live. And we go down. We need to see ourselves as Jesus has made us to be and as God sees us. Right, I think I've made that point, haven't I? Yeah, because I want to move that on a little bit. Because everybody in this room has the... Right, round two. Claire, could you just come and have a little thing with two? Just, no, you don't want to do that. Okay. Right. We live in community with each other, and we see each other during the week. Sometimes we don't get to see each other. Sometimes we hurt one another. Sometimes we do things that aren't quite right. Sometimes we're feeling grumpy, and we say hello to someone who's feeling grumpy. They don't get much of a hello back, and you feel it because I'm grumpy and you're grumpy, and then, they don't love me in that church, and then you go into all sorts of stuff. Let me tell you, that person that's just sinned against you, that is a Christian, that's missed the mark against you, God sees them as if they've never sinned. So how do you need to see a fellow Christian that has hurt you? You actually need to see them as God sees them. Don't you go jumping on the throne. That's his job. He'll sort that out. That's in Romans 2, end of Romans 12. Just done that one. We're flying through Romans, we are. But yeah, you know, you need to see other people that are believers the same way God sees them. And if you do that, you'll never gossip again. You'll never dishonor anybody again in the church, because you see them as they are, as God has made them to be. You know? God sees them as if they've never sinned. So they have sinned against you. You do need to sort that out. Don't wash over it. But actually, don't be harbouring feelings of bitterness against them, because actually they're someone that God sees as if they've never sinned. You need to sort that quickly. To talk about keeping a short account, deal with it quickly and move on. Otherwise, and that's a good one for marriage as well, isn't it? Marriage Empowerment Weekend, stick a bit in here. But actually, you know, your spouse may hurt you. In fact, probably will. Yeah, will, okay? There's still time to, you know, no, there's not. You're committed now. 2 months, these two, 2 months. Whoa. But you will hurt one another. It will happen. But actually, do you see them as the person that hurts you and you get embittered with them? Or do you see them as somebody that God sees, as if they've never sinned? That's how we need to start seeing one another. Absolutely. Absolutely. Take this a little bit further. What about people in the church that should know better? Like leaders, or people who have been around a little while and they look really holy and stuff. What if they hurt you? Because actually that'll happen too. And we'll and the same the other way. But not right now. But actually, I've got something I need to confess to you. No. What about, but they know better. They're more godly than I am. They've been doing this longer. They're a leader. Why has that pastor done that to me? Well, let me tell you something. You can carry on with that line if you want to, but God sees them as if they've never sinned. And you need to view them in that way too. And then do something about it if there's a problem there. It's not just theory. I think I'm being quite practical today. But actually, there's a way of living that comes out of us being justified. We enter into God's justice system, and we need to act with the same justice that God acts towards us. It's a very simple thing, isn't it? Remember that story of the servant that was dragged before the king. You owe me 10 million. I'm going to put you in jail until you pay it back. They must have had a good way of doing that in those days, being in jail and being able to pay money back. In the end, he was like, I'll never pay this back. I'll forgive you the debt then. Let's start again. And then he goes out and sees a mate that owes him a tenner. And says, right, you give me that. I've got the tenner, right, in jail, and all your family in jail. You know, terrible story. But actually, we treat people like that sometimes. God has forgiven us so much. How much do we need to forgive one another? And a way to help with that, actually, is to look at one another in the way that God looks at one another. As if you've never sinned. Yes, there might be a problem. Sort it out. Because as far as God's concerned, when they've said sorry and all that, then it's dealt with. It's done. If you've got a problem. That's the thing with sin, you see. The way you preach grace sometimes, I mean, I read in a book once, if you preach grace properly, people will abuse it. That's the thing with it, because it is so good and so free. But actually, what we need to do, I've lost my train of thought now, is we need to be who we say we are. Who God, not who we say we are, who God says we are. He says you're righteous. You have right standing with God. You, in my words, that is, you have the same right to be in front of God's presence as Jesus does. You know, he has made the way for you. This is phenomenal news. But actually, we need to live as that royalty, as that people that can enter the presence. We need to be in there. Just can just run into Nana's presence. Wow, that's what we can do. That's what we can do all the time. We're so good at keeping arm's length away from God sometimes because something has happened. Sometimes, often maybe, it's with this church growing as it is, there'll be more and more things happening between people. Oh, this, but actually it's between awesome people that are full of the Spirit of God, that have been made righteous and holy and they're justified. But you know, we have to treat each other in that way. We have to look up to each other in a way because we're to prefer one another. It's an amazing, awesome thing that we've been set free to do. But I tell you what, if we live like that, this world will change. Because it says in 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. You start living by these principles of God's love, it will never fail. You will have a force working in your life that cannot ever fail. And I've done a bit of failing in my time. I try and fail forward if I can. Learn from it. Then it's not really a failure, is it? But we do. But I'm done. I'm fed up with things like that. I want to be able to step above that and move forward into the grace. The grace compels you forwards, pushes you into an incredible life. Amen. Hey, let's, I think that's it. I've got these little cards, if you want one. I've only got a few of them, but if you weren't taking notes, I've got some little cards here. You've even got a justice thing on. It's got that teaching on the back. Okay, so I'll leave them up here. Okay, they're not too dodgy. There's not a lot on it. It's no Greek. So, but, shame, I know. There wasn't enough room. I like a bit of Greek. Kebab. Can we stand, please? Can we stand? Let's just pray together. Let's just pray together. Oh, thank you, Father, that you have justified me. And that when you look at me, you see someone as if I've never sinned. Father God, for those people that have never ever walked with you and entered into that love, I just pray right now that you would just soften their heart, that you would open their heart and their mind to enter into this love this morning. Holy Spirit, just come and help them. And just be a short message, simple message. But Father, I just pray that you would do something in their life this morning. just to bring them into a new place in their life where they can live above all the muck in the world and they can live above all the stuff in their lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, hallelujah. If you have never known Jesus in the way that we're talking about and the way where you can see we're experiencing, then come and talk to one of the guys at the front afterwards. And just come and make yourself known. And or if someone brought you as a Christian, just chat to them. But don't go today from this atmosphere, from this arena, without talking to somebody. Amen. Now then, just now, there's a lot of you in the room that do not see yourselves as if you've never sinned. You don't see yourselves as Jesus sees you. Don't worry, I'm not going to call you out to the front. Just quietly where you are. Repent. Because actually, you're meant to believe what Jesus has done for you. So if you don't see yourself in that way, you are guilty of falling short by way of unbelief. So just simply, just say, I'm sorry, Father. I don't see myself like that. I didn't know I could until this morning. Or I've known this, but I've struggled with this. But Father, I don't see myself in this way. And for those that have just responded to that and are doing that right now, just ask for his forgiveness because it's there. And then ask the Holy Spirit just to come now and help you to see. So as we have an anointing within us to teach us the truth. That is pure truth this morning. So ask the Holy Spirit to teach you over the next weeks that truth until you believe that you believe that you believe that truth. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of other issues in your life that will disappear if you believe that one truth. So Holy Spirit, I ask you now, we all join together and just agreeing together that this revelation is going to go off like a bomb in people's hearts right now and over the next week or so. Holy Spirit, come and strengthen in their inner man and give them a real taste of what it is to see themselves as you see them. And then to live their lives at that level as well, to begin to step out above the worldliness that can so easily ensnare us and walk into the light, walk into a brighter light, if you like, walk into a higher level. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now you might be looking at a few people that have hurt you. Might be in this building. And I'm talking on the level, I'm not talking about leaders here. I'm talking about fellow people in the church. Not the leaders aren't people, but you know. Hallelujah. If there's someone that you know that is a Christian that has hurt you and you've not forgiven them yet, just now see them as God sees them. See them. As someone, as if they've never sinned. And forgive them. Just in your heart now. Maybe just whisper the words out so it comes out of your mouth. And just say, I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. There might be a few. You might need to go home later and just take some little time on your side to do this. You might have a really long list. We'll pray for patience in your life. But do it, but do it. And just finally, leaders, I may have. Other leaders may have hurt you. But God sees them as if they've never sinned. So you see them like that right now, if you're one of those people. Just quietly, just say, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. Leaders don't need to know. Sometimes you do more damage. You know, oh, I forgave you today. That time when you were a right git to me. No, none of that. Just. I'm going to stick the worms back in the can. Close it up. But yeah. Yeah, forgive me for that. Hallelujah. Just forgive. Just forgive. Maybe in another church and you've come to this one now. Something's happened there. But it's like a cancer. Bitterness and unforgiveness. It's like a cancer in your soul. It's nasty. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. See that person. You might not see them in that way, but God sees them in that way. And who knows that when there's a difference of opinion between you and God, the chances are he's probably right. You know? You know, hallelujah. Are we done? Have we done that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, thank you that we can walk tall in your kingdom, that we can walk as you see us walking. Holy Spirit, help us with that. Show us where we're missing the mark. Lord, I don't want to be a Christian who compromises and thinks you'll love me anyway, no matter what. I want to lay down the grace you've given to me. I want to lay that grace down at your feet and surrender my life to you. And say, Father, I want to live my best because you gave your very best for me. I want to live my very best for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.